Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Now, as far as David Peterson was concerned, David Peterson was not great. He battled in and out of trouble. He gave up the big home run to O'Neill Cruz. I was surprised that Mendy pulled him as quickly as he did. Did I love it? I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I was more like, wow, okay. Huh. Now, remember what the situation was. His pitch count was at about 87, 88, so it was getting up there. 86 was when he was pulled. He gets the leadoff men out in the fifth and gives up a base hit. They're up 3-2. And you got Cabrian Hayes and Connor Joe coming up. So it didn't scream like a situation where David Peterson had to come out. But I think a lot of that also may have been, hey, I got Jose Budo. He's fresh. He can give me multiple innings. Let me deploy this new weapon. And he is a new weapon. Jose Budo changes this bullpen a little bit. Because I'll be curious to see how they continue to use him. I like using him in the multi-inning role, especially when you deal with a starting pitcher that can't get through the fifth inning, which the Mets are always going to get, at least a turn through the rotation. Even if they get innings out of Sean Manaea, there may be a turn through the rotation where Quintana only gives you 4 or 5 innings. His last start was deep. But you're not getting through multiple turns where your starters are all giving you 6, 7 innings. Doesn't happen. So he deploys the Budo weapon. And how about that Budo weapon? Gets the 2 outs in the fifth, even though Peterson was a little sad. Gets through the 6th inning. And then hands it to the formula. The new formula for the New York Mets. Reed Garrett, Gednel Nunez, and Edwin Diaz. I didn't say it's the perfect formula, but it's the formula. Jose Iglesias came through with a big RBI double. Again, continuing to prove he needs to play every single day. And the Mets are able to hold on because they get a good effort from their pen. To their credit, you know, Reed Garrett has a very, very, very shaky 7th inning. Gets a little bit lucky with Cabrian Hayes lining out with the bases loaded. But he gets through it. Gednel Nunez gives you a nice, easy 8th inning. Edwin Diaz gave you a clean 9th inning. That was a very, very important victory. And yes, I'm not going to ignore the blown call by Tom Payne, with Jack Suwinski. That changed the Reed Garrett inning completely. No question. Jack Suwinski should have walked. It should have been a 5-3 game with the bases loaded and 2 outs and Nick Gonzalez coming up. Absolutely. It was a bad, bad call. If it went against us, we'd have spent 10 minutes on it. It went for us. I gave you 30 seconds. What do you want me to tell you? It's a bad call. I'm not going to apologize. It sucks. It'll go. We'll get one against us soon. Don't worry. There'll be plenty. But yes, it was the talk of baseball. It was the talk of anybody that watched the game. It was a game-breaking kind of call. Doesn't mean the Pirates definitely win. Doesn't mean the Mets definitely blow it. But look, there still is a pitch after that. Jack Suwinski can still hit a grand slam after that. He could line out. He could walk. He struck out. Kudos to Reed Garrett. And thank you to John Tumpane for giving us a call. Because trust me, I know, just like you know, just like we all know, there will be one, if not more, that go against us. But a very important victory on Saturday. You compile that with the win on Sunday, and it sets up the finale of this road trip. And if you rewind the tape to the beginning of this trip, 8 games against quote-unquote peer-tier teams, the Washington Nationals, the Pittsburgh Pirates. My goal, realistically, was 3 out of 4 and a split. And I framed it as 3 out of 4 against Washington, a split against Pittsburgh. Well, the Mets are a win away from doing the opposite. The split against Washington, 3 out of 4 against Pittsburgh. A 5-3 road trip is a major success. No matter what anybody tells you. The idea of going 7-1, it was never happening. 6-2, probably not happening. Just win games. And you know what? 4-4 wouldn't even be a disaster. I got to be honest with you. I kind of looked at it that way too. 5-3 or 4-4. And then, yeah, do your damage at home. where the Mets have still not done enough consistent damage. They are 21-25 at home. They have a six-game homestand coming up against Washington and against Colorado. You know what? No more of this Mr. Nice guy. They should go to the All-Star break at 500 at home, which means a 5-1 homestand.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But on the road, 4-4, 5-3 is fine. Now, they're 4-3, so I'm certainly not going to go into the finale of this series Sunday afternoon and say, whatever, it's house money. I don't believe in house money. That's crap. But they have avoided this road trip from being a disaster. And I think there were many times over the course of this road trip where it felt like a disaster. Let me get to some of your emails, and we will get to the Pete Alonso All-Star bid. But let me start off with Negative Dan. Negative Dan has triggered me. He triggered me. Usually I read, sometimes I agree, sometimes I disagree, but the subject line of his email today triggered me. He wrote, another Sunday salvage. Now, before I get to the rest of his email, are you effing kidding me? This isn't a Sunday salvage. A Sunday salvage was when they would lose the first two games of every freaking series and then win on a Sunday, and I'd come on the Rico and say, oh, gee golly, maybe they'll get hot now. That's a salvage. They just won back-to-back games. If you want to look at this as a three-game series with an extra game on Monday, they just won 2 out of 3. Salvage. What are you talking about, salvage? Their road trip, which doesn't just start when they blow a 5-run lead. Their road trip, which began Monday and has taken place for a full week now, they're 4-3. That's not a salvage. And look, if your implication is, well, the Nationals and the Pirates, you have to beat up on them. That to me was never realistic. Road games against teams that are, what, 2 games worse than you? That's not like they have to go 7-1. So I'll read the rest of his email, but Dan, I expect you to apologize. I expect you to say, you know what? That's not really what I meant. I didn't mean a Sunday salvage. Now let's get to the rest of his email. Maybe I'll agree with it. Well, that was an absolute disaster that was avoided. Thank you, Aroldis Chapman, and I guess Francisco Lindor. I got to stop here. Okay, number one. Yes, it would have been a disaster to lose this game. Thank you to Aroldis Chapman. I completely disagree with that. And I said that earlier. Yes, Aroldis Chapman, if you're a Pirate fan, you're pissed off at him. The Mets took it from him. He's ahead of guys. The Mets are taking close pitches. They're fouling a million pitches off. This was not like Meltdown City. And you think Francisco Lindor? You're not sure if you should thank Francisco Lindor? He was on base 4 times. It's forgotten about because they didn't score a run. He had an 11-pitch at-bat in the sixth inning that ended with a double off the top of the fence. And yes, he had the 2-run single that avoided the disaster. So you don't think you're thanking Francisco Lindor. Thank him. Acknowledge him. Anyhow, can we stop putting DJ Stewart and Jeff McNeil in the same lineup? There you go. Now we're on the same page. Neither of them should even be playing anymore, let alone on the field at the same time. They bring down the entire offense when they are in there together, and the stats and records show it. I can't get them off this team fast enough. And then he included some factoids. The Mets are 26-37 with DJ Stewart this season. The Mets have a record of 38-43 with Jeff McNeil this season. I agree with you. I do not disagree with you on that. Jose Iglesias should be out there every day. I think that's the fifth time I've said that. And Tyrone Taylor has certainly earned the playing time for now in right field until Starling Marte comes back.